USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Postal Service will deliver every ballot and process every ballot in time.
Postmaster General Louis DeJoy testifying before a Senate Homeland Security and Government Affairs Committee. The Postmaster General continues by debunking the conspiracy theories put out by Democratic politicians, including Democratic Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi.
There has been no changes in any policies with regard to election mail for the 2020 election.
The Democratic National Convention is a wrap with Joe Biden accepting the nomination for president. Biden promised to protect America and overcome this season of darkness, pointing to the coronavirus pandemic and economic crisis. Two potential hurricanes are picking up steam in the Gulf of Mexico. One storm could reach the Florida Keys by Monday. This is USA Radio News.
Extend your life.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is starting the process needed to snap back sanctions on Iran. The Secretary of State saying the message from the United States is very clear.
Our message is very, very simple. The United States will never allow the world's largest state sponsor of terrorism to freely buy and sell planes, tanks, missiles, and other kinds of conventional weapons.
Joseph D'Angelo, the man who admitted to being the Golden State Killer in June, is sentenced to 26 life terms for killing 13 people and committing dozens of rapes. Sacramento County Judge Michael Bowman says the court approving the plea deal does not mean that D'Angelo did not deserve the death penalty.
All the parties should be commended. It merely means the court feels it would never come to pass. In truth, all the parties should be commended in reaching this resolution. For the result of this trial and a plea of guilty is the same.
This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limpbells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled YouMove.com.
As rolling blackouts continue in California, a heat wave is gripping the state and much of the western United States, and that has sharply increased demand for air conditioning, which has in turn taxed the state's power infrastructure. As far as backup energy sources, Utility Reform Network Mark Tony says,
so when we're thinking of backup, there are two ways to go. One is the gas-fired plants, but the other is the emerging battery storage. And we're going to need both for a while.
California Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom says bad planning is what's leading to most of these rolling blackouts.
We failed to predict and plan these shortages, and that's simply unacceptable.
State Assemblyman Jim Patterson saying the energy blackouts in California are due at least in part to the state's self-imposed dependency on renewable energy resources. Steve Bannon called the charges leveled against him and three other associates a political hit job. Bannon, who pleaded not guilty on Thursday to charges he allegedly defrauded donors out of Bannon, who pleaded not guilty on Thursday to charges he allegedly defrauded donors in a $25 million We Build a Wall scam, along with three associates, addressed the case during an episode of his podcast, War Room. President Trump distancing himself from Bannon, his former advisor, after he was arrested. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.